I just had a quick look at the news on Ether pre-sale by Ethereum. The pre-sale ended a couple of days ago on the 2nd of September, and it lasted for 42 days, announced in July. Dave is at Ethereum meetup right now, and I was reading some news on Ethereum blog, on CoinDesk, on Bitcoin Talk, and other sources I usually use to check up on this kind of stuff, currency related things. So I was quite surprised by the fact that when the pre-sale started officially on the 22nd of July, it was announced on Ethereum blog, so I guess that's where it started. And there was a lot of discussion and a lot of posts and Reddit threads, and everyone was, it was quite controversial. And when it was over on the 2nd of September, there's very little actually written about it. For instance, on Ethereum blog, I checked what was written on the 2nd of September, and it's, there is a long post I haven't read yet, but nothing explicitly about the pre-sale. So the first piece of information I found on Coindesk.com, amongst other news about football and bloating blockchain. So that this piece of news says Ethereum's record-setting fundraising. Basically says how much Ether been sold, and yeah, pretty much it. Very short, four small paragraphs post. So then I went on Reddit, because CoinDesk said that their sources are from Reddit. It says observers on Reddit estimated the final total in the 15 million, 18 million range in USD. And there is a lot of threads on Reddit, but most of them during the pre-sale itself. Most of the news date in August. Then I started crawling around, went on Bitcoin Talk, and found an interesting thread on the 13th of February. Peer Cover is now offering Ether forwards. Will allow people to deposit Bitcoin and trade Ether on the Ripple protocol before Ether is dished out. So it was on the February the 13th, and I actually found out about Ethereum on the 6th of February, when I actually bookmarked the white paper, and it started to be really a topic of discussion, I guess, after the conference on the 25th of January 2014. And this thread on pre-sale on Bitcoin Talk was quite controversial. There seemed to be some problem with this. But yeah, there's not too much stuff on it. But I just started. It's just a quick overview. So I guess if I dig into Reddit threads and crawl around Bitcoin Talk, there will be more information and maybe deeper analysis. But that's it for now. That was my response to a personal message that Dave sent to me while he was on his way to the meetup. And yeah, this is it. I actually didn't have a look whether there is any discussion on Audioboo on this subject. So I'm gonna go and have a look now.